Cool, all right. I call this meeting of the Committee on Budget and Finance to order on Monday, March 6th, 2007, at 6:02 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Bradley?
Absence excused.
Senator Bond?
Absence excused.
Senator Bradley?
Present.
Senator Chu?
Present.
Senator Duval?
Present.
Senator Feng?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Taylor?
Present.
Thank you. Moving into agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, move into agenda item four. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from December 2nd. Senator Bradley?
I move to approve the minutes from December 2nd by unanimous consent.
Is there a dissent? All right, motion carries. Moving to agenda item 6A, financial review. We'll conduct the first financial review on legislative affairs.
Do you have another copy of that?
I do not.
Can I? Does anybody have a copy of it?
I could fetch one, or I could sit next to you.
I just need. Let me run it through, and then I can put it up on the this too.
And I'll put it up on the screen.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna table that, and we're gonna move into the financial review for Insight Magazine. Is there a representative here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. How's it going, guys? My name is Diego Squagia, editor in chief of Insight Magazine. Just some quick updates on what's going on with our budget.
Copier's broken. I can't even do a PDF of it.
Okay. Here, I'll be right back.
Okay. Starting with the first thing, wages. The pay sheets came out in February, but obviously we're in a different pay period since then. We're just over half of our budget line. And obviously we have less than half left, so we should be totally fine on wages. Travel, we haven't spent anything yet technically, but we just got back from our San Francisco conference this weekend. We had $3,000 in our travel line, and we spent well less than $1,400 after looking at everything that we went through. So the rest of that will go to our revenue line at the end of the year. Host, we spent $75, which we expected to spend $100 on our last dance party, so that leaves us an extra $25 for the next release party at the end of the year. Extra of which will again go to the revenue line. And then operating, we have the same amount set aside all year for the three magazines. Two have been printed now, though, so there's only one left. So the plans for the rest of the year are the one more magazine to be printed, which is already accounted for, the second AMPS release party that I talked about previously, and then my social media manager has mentioned doing some promotion stuff with me, but that should be well less than $100 top, so everything looks fine on our end, and that's pretty much the summation of it.
Are there any questions? Great, thanks for coming in today.
Of course.
Moving to the financial review for Brush Fire.
Hello, everyone. My name is Edgar Garcia. I'm the Brush Fire editor in chief. So, I just give you a quick list of expenses so far, which you can see in the case sheets. Right now, we spent around $4,200 for wages. Which equates to $43.98 for fringe. $2,000 for travel, which is all the traveling we will be doing. So that leaves around $900 left, which will be distributed elsewhere. So far we spent $107 on hosts, and we have about $80 or so left for our next event, or our last event, AMPS, which we'll be spending the remainder of the host on. Operating so far is at $791, which includes all the things we've done for the handbills, for the zines, all the Creative Cloud and software packages we've downloaded and used, and for our ACP membership, which, in case anyone who doesn't know what that is, it's just the Associated Collegiate Press, and it's just a conference we go to every year, which we placed first, by the way, last semester. Just so you so our operating for a print contract last semester was roughly $5,700, and it'll be the same this year. It went really smoothly. The whole production schedule went really smoothly last semester, and we expect it to go smooth this semester. So we don't expect it to be any different than it is now. And so future expenses, like I said, the next one will be about the same. Our AMPS release party, which we'll just reuse the remainder of the hosts we have. For zines, this is actually gonna drop a little bit. which is nice, because we've decided to focus on one specific zine rather than doing two, and so it'll reduce the price there, but they're pretty inexpensive anyways, and we're working on that right now. Workshop materials similarly, since we're not doing one zine, that'll drop a little bit. Our website renewal, and I've met with not only the website manager, our website manager Willis, but also Raul, and we started developing the next steps to move platforms. So we're gonna go from Squarespace to what is it called?
WordPress.
WordPress. We're gonna be using WordPress and then Google domains or something, which is a lot more inexpensive. Which I was actually really excited to find out that we were paying a lot more for Squarespace than we should be. And so hopefully we'll be seeing, might even be seeing a reduction in the cost for that as well. Wages is about, we're expected to, we have about 4,800 left, and that's manageable. It's looking good so far. Real quickly, some data that's just pretty straightforward. Last semester we had 270 submissions. We're expecting about 300 this semester, so a slight increase. We've had a handful of workshops, and our AMPs, like I said, last semester we had about 100 attendees, which is really nice at its peak. And so we're working early on to create the whole event again for this semester and hopefully have a similar amount of attendance, if not more. And our social media has actually really interesting, really nice data, in that we've increased in our Facebook likes a 42% within, you know, the span of a semester. So we've done a lot of social media engagement, and it's like paying off really well. So we're seeing a lot of increase in all of our platforms, and yeah, that's what we're doing so far.
Could you explain a little what Creative Cloud software is?
Yeah, so Creative Cloud is a packet that contains, mostly for us, it's Adobe InDesign, Photoshop, and Illustrator. And we use all of those in creating, designing, and packaging for print the Brushfire Journal. And so that's all in our Mac over here in the office.
What made you guys go from two zines to one zine?
We actually had the previous zine editor,
mm-hmm.
Was supposed to stay on for the rest of the year, but unfortunately, due to, you know, a lot of circumstances, he came up to me personally and we talked about it, and we decided that it was better for him if he no longer worked for as a zine editor. But we did have someone in line to take his place, which is nice because we have a smooth transition, but because it was in a particular area, it was like kind of an unfortunate timing, but it's nice that we have a transition, but an unfortunate timing so that this first zine would have been rushed a lot, and I did not want to rush it and have, you know, not a quality product. So we decided to scrap it for this semester, but and then instead pay special attention to training this new person,
mm-hmm.
and having this next zine as a, you know, really quality and a lot of work put into it. Yeah.
Any further questions?
Sorry, I might have missed it, but where did you travel to?
We went to Washington, D.C. last semester.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
Dr. Charles, did you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. So we'll move back into the financial review for legislative affairs.
Perfect. Hi, guys. So currently the department is on schedule to utilize the projected budget. We are looking to spend about $31,445 out of our $38,300 budget. So we're coming in about just shy of $7,000 short. A few of those reasons are for our wages. Obviously, as you guys know, there's been a few holes within legislative affairs as far as employment is concerned. So that has caused a little bit of a discrepancy there. But currently, we've spent about $9,639 on wages, and the fringe of $155 reflects that. We also have spent $564 out of our host account, and the general operations budget is $5,543 that we've spent, and that comes from mainly TurboVote, which was $3,500 for a two-year subscription to TurboVote. Unfortunately, that happened before I came into office because we will not be using TurboVote next year, most likely. We also have the expenses for the legislative luncheon and Rock the Vote expenses coming in at a total of $2,043.75. There is a little bit of the legislative luncheon that has not yet been accounted for that I did not have the receipts on and reflected in my budget. That should be about $750, but I included that in the total at the end of this memo here. As far as plans for further expenses for the rest of the year, we are making sure to have enough money to cover National Observations networking events. I know that in the previous years we've had a lunch at the Governor's Mansion in Carson City, so we are still looking at the potential of doing that again this year. Obviously, the legislature visitation, so we want to keep that as open as possible in case we have to bust down students. There's a few different bills that we're looking on, especially in the Committee on Public Affairs, that we want to make sure that we have enough students at the legislature for. We've also opted to update our website with a new legislation tracker. I don't have the exact numbers on that yet either, but we're currently saving $5,000 of our budget for that. Hopefully that can be used in the future as well in case we have to do any more updates to the website, especially pertaining to NELIS, which is the Nevada Electronic Legislation Information System. We want to make sure that that's tracked within ASUN so that students can follow that pretty easily. So all of that puts us at about $31,445. Again, just $7,000, just shy of $7,000 short of our total budget. The other thing aside from our wages that has caused that discrepancy is the fact that we did not utilize our travel funds this year, unfortunately. Hopefully next year we can look to use those travel funds or even host our own conference here at the University of Nevada. Any questions?
So you mentioned that you're not going to be using TurboVote most likely next year. Can you give like a brief like why?
Yeah. TurboVote has been incredibly unwilling to work with us. We are one of their best customers as far as using TurboVote. But unfortunately, a lot of our numbers were messed up this year through their database system. We ended up losing like over 10,000 potential voter registration numbers, and we don't know what numbers we had. After calling them, we've done a lot of different things, like try to get those numbers back. They just haven't been useful. And there's also been a bunch of different systems that have contacted me, very similar to TurboVote, much cheaper, and a little bit more user-friendly and more intuitive, that have asked to work with us.
So with all that being said, would we like to like remove that from the statutes as something that your department is required to
Yes,
utilize?
I am currently working with Senator Jackson on that.
Perfect.
Any further questions? Thanks for coming, Jackson.
Thanks. Can I add one thing, Senator Kim? We're running into a little bit of a problem with that though because the previous Director Osbin did purchase the two-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
So technically we have TurboVote for another year, which would keep it in our statutes, but we'll figure that out.
We'll have
that. So, moving to the financial review for Wolfpack Radio.
Hi. Okay, so... so far, we've spent almost $14,000 on student wages. We have $22,000 set out in our budget, and we're planning to use all of it. We have a little left over, so no one doesn't get paid, but we're moving along there. And then we spent all of our travel except for like $6 because we went to Washington, D.C. with the Brush Fire and Sagebrush for the ACP Awards, the ACP Conference, I mean, super fun. And then general operations, right now we're at $6,373. Most of that is coming from what we've owed to the Joe Crowley Student Union, which has been for last year's Lil B. I don't know if you remember Lil B coming, but that came out of this year's budget, unfortunately. And then we paid for Rocky Horror, which was awesome. And then in the future, general operations will I just got out of the RCS sound renewal contract, so that $2,400 is no longer coming out of our account, which is awesome, because we don't use that software anymore. We haven't for almost a year, but I was finally able to like get out of that contract. So our upcoming expenses are our AMPS release party, which we have set out in our host budget. We also spent $75 in host last semester at the AMPS party. So we have a lot left over for this next one, and then hoping to publish a zine as just like marketing materials, but that is like super inexpensive to publish. And then we have, that's about it. And then just equipment updates at the end of the semester. So we'll just be like doing an inventory, and whatever money we have left in general operations, we'll be replacing things that could use just to go down.
What did the RCS sound software do for you?
Yeah, so it's next gen, which is a selector. So most radio stations have like audio selectors. So you program the selector and it'll cycle through and select music to play. And it's a ridiculous amount of money for that task. And we haven't used it for like a year. And right now our music director makes a program every week that like literally does the same thing, because like that program could choose like, I want this song to play at this time, and now there's free software that does that, so like, yeah. But it's just like a radio software that we've had for a long time and that most radio stations do have, but we don't necessarily need for our size.
I'm looking at your guys's, so this isn't really relevant to the budget, but I'm looking at your guys's relevant or like recent social media like spikes. Is there any like reasoning for all this new activity, it seems like?
We were just able to hire a promotions director, which was awesome. It's something I've been wanting to do, and we finally had like room in the budget, so it's been super helpful, and it's nice to have someone just be able to focus on that. We've like, it's been amazing. I'm like, this is beautiful. So it's been great.
So your general revenue account is where the money goes to from all students that pay $5 per credit hour. Really? That's it. It's simply put. What I did want to cover with you, though, and is the bill on this agenda?
Yeah, it's going to be right after this.
Okay, so do you want me to wait on that? Do you want me to just bring up the spreadsheet?
Yeah, might as well
just bring
a spreadsheet.
Okay.
I don't think
they've seen it before. Sure. So, I've been keeping track of the incoming revenue since 2004-5, broken down by month. And you can tell when ASUN started getting their own fee. It starts around 2009-10, 2010-11. 2010-11 was when the university finally realized, based on Regents policy, that it couldn't really be going through their money, that it was meant to be funneled directly into your revenue account. And so last year, you can get a pretty good feel, there has been a steady increase, right? This year, we budgeted for a 6% increase, Brandon and I did, but the university only allowed a 2% increase. And that's where, after we looked at the numbers, it's like, oh, we're gonna have to cut the budget this year. Now the good news is, we had gotten GivePulse, and the goal was that GivePulse would be ready to go in May. We would spend all of freshman orientation getting all 3,700 freshmen to open their portal. You guys put an additional $20,000 in the Center for Student Engagement to carry out CLDE projects related to GivePulse and Behind. Silver lining on the cloud, GivePulse was not ready to go in May.
because it was not ADA compliant. So Raul and Amy worked all summer long with the Disabilities Resource Center, and I'm really grateful that happened. Mm-hmm. However, we didn't meet that goal until mid-September, which means we missed all of freshman orientation. Rather than turn around and spend a lot of money, I opted to hold back. The only thing we did was buy the t-shirts for the 100-hour challenge. Otherwise, none of that money has been spent. Second, we've been trying to hire two positions, and I was explaining to Kyle, people aren't applying.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard jobs. Coordinator positions within student activities are really hard. Why? Because you're not looking at having much of a life in the evening. I really feel for Chris, and you have to imagine this. He's been managing Campus Escort for 7 years. Because it runs till 1 o'clock in the morning, accidents happen. You're right. You can't just be drinking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It really cuts into your personal life. That's why Chris is actually applying for one of the other wants to get off of the late night, every night schedule. So that being said, we ended up reopening Amy's position. We ended up getting some more applications. Right now, we've sent 9 applications forward. We're hoping they'll let us do phone interviews, and then from there we'll narrow it down to 3. James's position, which is the one that advises the programming board and democratic engagement, we only got 16 applications. So we reopened it again. We're going to go to NASPA, and we're going to make a push there with all of those professionals to try and get some of their younger professionals to apply for the position. As a result, we've had all these salary savings. So when I went in and looked at, I'm estimating we're going to come out about $115,000 short. Honestly, most of that is all coming from the Center for Student Engagement. It was all the money for the CLD initiatives. It's all the savings on salary, which means we're going to save on fringe because we don't have to pay out the packages. And I think I only cut like $9,000 from student wages. And then you guys still had something like $27,000 sitting in reserves. The last $15,000 came out of there. Believe it or not, you still have money sitting in reserves. So this is my recommendation to the body. It's going to be the cut that hurts the least of any program. That being said, I just wanted to go down for the record that had we been able to fill the positions and had Give Pulse work, we could have used that funding. I don't want it to seem like, hey, we just had all this extra money and didn't know what to do with it. We had plans laid out for it, but technology wasn't on our side in this particular case, of which now I'm very grateful for. So for next year, they're actually going to open up the doors again. Why do you suppose? Anybody? Anybody? Director of Legislative Affairs, you should know this. Why do you suppose they're going to open up the floodgates at the university next year?
Regarding? Give Pulse or regarding?
Admittance into the university.
Because we're expanding drastically as far as jobs within the Reno community.
And because it's a legislative year. Okay? So that sets the budget. It'll set the budget. It'll increase the budget the more students we let in.
Mm-hmm.
We are not at a loss for letting good students in. I have to tell you guys this. They turn away a lot of students that are qualified simply because they're trying to live within a budget. Because they changed the budgeting component of it, the university will get to keep more of the dollars. They're opening up, quote unquote, the floodgates. I think we're going to see about 4,000 first-year students coming in. So next year, when whoever the new president is, I'm guesstimating anywhere from 5 to 8% increase in the budget. We'll see.
This upcoming year won't be a legislative year.
We're in the legislative year.
Correct, but it'll be over in June.
Right.
So why does that?
The budget will be set for the next 2 years.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you got to be planning in advance.
Gotcha.
But for next year, I'll probably go in and have them be conservative, whomever the president is, and start at 5%. And if we have excess revenues, they just end up in your reserve accounts, and this body gets to decide what happens.
And then what's happening with the other coordinator's position? So you mentioned that James's position, it had 16 applicants. Is James moving?
What do you mean, is he moving?
Departments? Are you just using, like back reference?
She's looking over.
She thinks that you're trying to fill James's current position.
Oh, no. James is the associate director. These are the two coordinator positions
okay. Gotcha.
That are open. Yeah.
Gotcha.
The
James has been the programming
right.
Overseeing this year.
Okay, gotcha.
Stephanie Chen's old position.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. That
so
one.
He's been doing double duty.
Ooh.
Yeah, actually we all have,
yeah.
Because it's just a lot of work.
Right.
It's a lot of contracts, it's a lot of paperwork. And the same for Amy. Chris has picked up some of it, Brian Fidella does, I picked up a portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big deal. You just know that when you work in student activities, that's the nature of the environment. But yeah, it's, we need to get those positions filled. And at this point, we'll be lucky if we get Amy's position filled by April 15th, and I think we'll be lucky if we get James's position filled by May 1, if not June 1.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was willing to give up all of that. It's not a very quick turnaround in hiring in higher education. It really isn't. Not when you're hiring administrative faculty positions.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And then you mentioned you're going to NASPA, isn't that, like, really, really soon?
Yes, it's next week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness.
And just so you know, and it's unprecedented, I want you to know I'm really proud of the staff and the research. All of the assessment is paying off. We submitted 6 educational proposals. 5 got accepted. Yeah, it is a wow. We're presenting in front of national audiences 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
On data related to the Civic Engagement Survey, on the club survey, on the publishing initiative that we have going in student services, on the food pantry. We have collected some really interesting data, and because Chris has been working, Bill Payne from Kavner, the dean, has done an amazing job of reaching out. He is now going to pay to send Chris to a conference in Ohio called PUSH Presidents. It's like Presidents of Universities, something urging stopping hunger, something along those lines. But Bill Payne has been a really amazing ally to the food pantry and just thinking bigger picture. So that being said, yeah, Nevada's on the map right now when it comes to civic learning and democratic engagement, and this proves it.
Are you presenting on the voter-friendly campus initiative?
No.
I know that we were recognized by NASPA.
Yes, we were recognized by NASPA. We've resubmitted to be recognized again. We won't find that out for another couple of months. Right now, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The Tufts NSLVE research report will come out in April, and we're going to find out if we actually increased our voter turnout. My goal was to increase it by another 15%, which is really higher because our enrollment has grown exponentially from the last,
mm-hmm.
from 2012. So we set our sights really high. I don't know. I'm feeling really good about it.
Me too.
I really am feeling good about it. So we'll see.
Sorry, I had some clarity questions on that because it was a little fast and a little slow. So the reason for the decrease in the budget, just in general, is that we overestimated to begin with.
Correct.
And went back down to 2%.
Right. We estimated at like 5%, and it really came in at 2%.
I know we had less textbook revenue from the Wolf Shop. Does that factor into this revenue change, or is that going to come into effect next?
The excess revenues that result at the end of the fiscal year for the Nevada Wolf Shop get transferred into your capital account.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to tell you this, and I put it on the record last time. Caden Fabby spent a lot of money. Brandon Boone is very, he's not a real big spender, and I really appreciate that. Don't get me wrong, you guys funded things that were important. Right? We're not going to have another remodel for a while, where we're dropping 150 grand right at a time.
Yeah.
But no, that goes into your capital account. And remember, you've got your scholarships, you've got the $30,000 a year payment for the fields, you've got campus escort. 2 weeks ago, we had 5 campus escort vans in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here since 1998. That had never happened before. We were experiencing these really high wait times. Nothing we could do about it. It's a lot of wear and tear on those vans.
Yeah.
Going short distances as quickly as possible without going over 35 or 40 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And another question on this. I see that the student wages line, you mentioned that is going to be decreased by $9,000.
Right.
Is that less hours by students or less student employees?
Both, a combination of both. And I have to tell you, part of it, the accounting office took a hit. We're just now hiring the 4th position.
Mm-hmm.
Delana's just extended an offer, so the person will start. You know what, at the beginning of the year, and you have to trust me, I've been doing this for 25 years in higher ed, and you can ask the staff, can I buy this? No. Can I buy that? No. I'm the queen of no. When it comes to the wages, we really try to make sure that students aren't
overworking hours. And it paid off this year. It really paid off this year. And in the accounting office, because we didn't have Lucetto's position filled until October, we had the students, and we had two that quit, and it was like, let's not hire, mm-hmm. right? This will give Lucetto the opportunity to learn their jobs as students, even though she'd been in there as a student. She hadn't done all the positions. So we make it work. We just make it work.
We're in discussion of the bills right now, right?
Kind of, sort of. I mean, we were talking about revenues, but that kind of tied in with this bill, so
okay.
That's why I say something.
I would just suggest that when we bring this to Senate, we kind of have it in a simplified way, like a visual. I know that it's hard for me to be like, oh, okay, so we're taking 20,000 out of that. Like, kind of just like what this is going to do to the budget.
You mean like a budget?
Yeah.
You just
like
got a copy of the budget.
If we can bring it to Senate,
and it's highlighted,
help everybody.
Is that I sent you that budget,
yeah,
right?
I have it.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, he's got a copy of the budget, and it completely highlights every line, and next to it, it'll tell you how much is being decreased. Now, that being said, the other good news is, because your general revenues are going down, your contingency fund goes down, too, because remember, that works on a formula, so $2,700 came out of that. Yeah, that was the good news around this.
You know what? Let's actually move into Agenda Item 6B, Senate Bill 84 and Act to make revisions to the fiscal year 17 budget. I'm going to pass Gail for the vice chair, Duke, so.
Okay, Senator Bradley.
You want to make a motion?
Yeah.
Okay, I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to make revisions to the fiscal year 17 budget.
Is there a second? Senator Taylor?
Second.
Okay, yeah, just so, because we've been discussing this whole time. I mean, Sandy's basically covered everything except for, the last action clause. So what happened was that during this past month or so, the Wolf Shop, they've been asking people that come in, like, hey, would you like to donate kind of like this difference to the next dollar for... Yeah. Oh, yes. Would you like to round up your purchase to donate the difference to the tech revision program? And so far, they've raised $1,856.37. And so that's why that line is going to be increased.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Sandy's missing something.
Question?
Yeah.
How long has it been going on? Like, how long? Like, what time, within how much time did you, because it seems like a significant amount of money to raise, so.
It wasn't, it was 3 weeks.
Yeah, since
kind of students are, when they found out it was for the food pantry, they would say, sure, just round it up to that amount. I think it was all of 3 weeks. Now, the key point was that it happened at the beginning of the semester when students were in there buying their books and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Steve said he was really moved at how when they found out it was for the food pantry, they would be like, yeah, go ahead.
Wow. Okay.
Cool. Is there any further discussion? All right. Seeing none, we will move into roll call vote. Terms of the variable league.
Point of information, we haven't actually moved to vote on the bill yet. We're still discussing the general revenue account?
No.
6A?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's why you passed that.
Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Hsu?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Fang?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye. Okay, then we will move into Agenda Item 6C, Senate Bill 84, an act to minimize the fresh water account. Seeking that motion.
Okay. I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to move monies in the brush fire account. By unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion?
Moving into discussion.
Okay, motion carries. Move to pass the gavel back.
have last week's ceremony.
I guess I should get you a gavel.
yeah,
we should have
the seven public commenters and public comments.
Oh, wait, did we... That was just to, like, recommend it, then we discuss, and then we vote.
Well, you said, you know,
but does that do the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, the bill is... I mean, if you've read it, it's pretty, pretty clear what's happening, because they don't have enough money in the waste fund, and they have excess money in their travel line, so they're just moving that into wages, and also, I think it was $150, or $130 in operations just for some workshops in the semester, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we already passed it, so. Any kind of public comment?
I'm not going to be here Wednesday. It's going to be at the Senate meeting, right?
Yeah.
So please, Kyle, if you could underscore, I don't want the students to think there was just money lying around in the Center for Student Engagement account. All sorts of things happened that led us here, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure to clarify it.
Thank you.
Any further public comment?
No. Yeah. If you haven't signed the public attendance sheet, please do so before you leave.
All right, moving to agenda item 8. Adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 6:38.